Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
And this is Adrian Kennedy in for Andrea this Tuesday afternoon. I hope everything's good with you today. Now, if you are somebody who watches Dragon's Den, the UK version of Dragon's Den, a couple of weeks ago, you will have seen a couple from Dublin, Ireland, presenting their pitch to the Dragons. They are a couple called Denise and Kieran, who are the founders of The Head Plan. And they're here, well, Denise is here to talk about how journaling is good for you.
Yes.
Denise, welcome to News Talk.
Thank you so much.
Now, first things first, let's find out a little bit about your company and then about the whole Dragon's Den journey. How did the Head Plan come about?
Yeah, so I suppose going back not too far, but back to childhood, I was always quite an anxious child. And I was very lucky that my mum introduced me to different tools to cope with anxiety. And journaling, meditation, affirmations, they were all building up as part of my toolkit. And as I navigated life, went through different phases in my teens, in my 20s, started climbing that career ladder, I really realised that I was only dipping into that toolkit when I felt like I needed it. So they were tools that I leaned on, not tools that I used every day. And for us, the big catalyst and the turning point to setting up the Head Plan was we were both in quite stressful, I don't know, periods of our career, climbing the career ladder. Kieran was working really hard, serial entrepreneur, working really hard on projects. Unfortunately, 2 days after our honeymoon, we thought Kieran was in like a period of burnout because we were in this work hard, burnout, go on holidays, repeat cycle. But unfortunately, 2 days after honeymoon, what we thought was another burnout actually turned out to be acute myeloid leukemia, which is a deadly form of blood cancer. And that for us was when everything changed. Yeah.
And that process, and I'm happy to report that Kieran is now
Kieran
in remission,
well. Yeah,
which
well.
Is fantastic. Yeah. But obviously that shock at that time led to a whole change in direction in your outlook of life.
Yeah, I suppose, again, touching on what I said there about childhood and leaning on that toolkit, there was this realisation that, like, maybe we weren't living well every day. Like, why were we only leaning on that toolkit when we felt like we needed, like, a pick-me-up or if we were feeling a bit of stress? There was this realisation that maybe we were going after the wrong goals in life. I was very focused, as was Kieran, on career goals and business goals. There wasn't really a holistic approach to goal setting. And that's how the Head Plan method was born. It was born during Kieran's recovery. It was something we needed to do ourselves. There's a lot of looking back. But the Head Plan is very much like your life coach on paper. It's about looking forward. And that's what we had to do in that time.
And obviously this was during COVID, during lockdown periods and so on.
So we actually had our own form of lockdown before lockdown because Kieran was diagnosed in 2019 and had intense recovery then. And then lockdown obviously kicked in 2020. We had launched December 2019 and sold out, but then 2020 really, I think a lot of people were forced to actually sit down and think, hold on a minute, what do I want in life, you know? And they really started to think, they became more open to wellness tools that people would normally shy away from, I suppose.
So what is journaling? Explain it to me. The only thing I know about journaling is a new app on my iPhone, which is called Journal. What is journaling?
Well, there's lots of different ways to journal. So there's reflective journaling, which is essentially, it could be like a brain dump or what happened in your day gone. Or if there's different thoughts harboring in your mind that you feel like you want to release. So that's like reflective journaling, which we do. There's gratitude journaling, which a lot of people would be aware of. And that's taking the time to note down down like one to three things that you're grateful for in that day, ending and starting your day that way is a really positive thing to do. And then the head plan method of journaling is goal setting journaling, and that whole life coach piece of looking into the future, what do you actually want to achieve, aligning your actions to that vision and making it happen.
Okay, so basically you help others become the best version of themselves.
Yes, essentially. And it's about reminding people that you are the author of your own life story, and don't let anyone else hold the pen. I feel like so many of us go in, day out, and unbeknownst to us, we get caught up in other people's plans. So many people don't take the time, Adrian. It blows my mind still.
Okay, so tell me the sort of products that you created with your company, and then I want to find out about Dragon's Den in a couple of minutes.
So we've lots of, so we describe ourselves as a guided personal development and wellness company, and we're probably most well known for the Head Plan Journal, which is our best-selling journal, described as your life coach on paper. But stemming out from the journal has come a number of other products and a number of exciting products on our roadmap. So we've gratitude journals, finance journals, we've a best-selling collaboration with best-selling author Roxy Nafusi. She's a number of products as well. We have kids journals, kids affirmation cards, down to water bottles and food planners. So everything is there for the taking.
Okay, so you started the company back in 2019.
Yes.
And you've grown from strength to strength. How, yes. How are things now?
Yeah, things are really good now. So it's been phenomenal, the growth. And, you know, it's been a blessing and a curse at times, Adrian, because I feel like at times we haven't been able to keep up, but I really feel like we're getting into a good flow now. So, we've gone from strength to strength. So we retail in Arnott & Brown Thomas. We retail on Amazon. And we obviously retail on theheadplan.com. But separate to that, the business has grown astronomically. And we did get a nice little toe into the UK with Roxy Nafusi. But we always had this goal of our own to go on Dragon's Den. I know how wild that might sound to people, but we watch Dragon's Den all the time. Kieran's a serial entrepreneur, hugely, hugely excited by every aspect of business. And Dragon's Den every week was a ritual for us. And we actually watched it during Kieran's recovery in hospital. And we were like, how cool would it be?
We're going to get on that one day.
Yeah. Well, I knew we were going to get on. Obviously, we wrote it down and made it happen. But we obviously had the plan. We applied and we ended up in Dragon's Den.
That's extraordinary. Yeah. Now, the episode that you appeared in aired only a couple of weeks ago on the 8th of February, but it was actually filmed last year, as all of these programs are.
Yeah.
And what's the because I'm going to play a clip out of the show from a couple of weeks ago. You actually got three offers from three different dragons.
Yeah.
Which doesn't happen very often.
No, it doesn't. And it was a very emotional pitch, you know. Obviously, the story is an emotional story, and I think it really resonates with people because a lot of people are working in that work hard, burnout, repeat. And unfortunately, Kieran got sick. And our whole thing is, why does it take a catastrophic moment like an illness, or why does it take January 1st or some newfound motivation to actually sit down and think about these things? But I feel like the pitch really resonated with the dragons, particularly Peter. And what you see is 10 minutes on BBC, but what we were actually in there for like 90 minutes pitching away.
Okay, so as I said, three of the dragons made an offer to you, which doesn't happen very often. But Peter Jones was the one that you eventually went for. Let's just have a little listen to a clip out of that show.
I believe I've got a talent and building myself there.
Right, Kieran, I've had enough. I'm making you an offer.
Okay.
You are right, because I think you are absolutely brilliant. I think you've been on a massive life journey yourselves, and I think you're about to go on a huge life journey with massive pitfalls. But I want to be there by your side.
I'm ready.
And I'm going to offer you all of the money, and I'm going to go low. I'm going to do it just for 10%.
So that was Peter Jones, yeah. Who after that, he just jumped in and made an offer there and then. Mm. But after that, actually got quite emotional,
yeah.
Because of your pitch. It really resonated with him.
Really did. And Peter is really into this. I know you didn't play it in that clip there, but he also says like how he gets it. He sets his goals out every year, how self-belief is a big thing for him. And he really gets it, you know. He's really, really into it. Kieran's pitch was so emotive as well. And like I said, I feel like it really resonated with people.
So what does that mean now for you, for your company, mm. for your brand, for what you do in terms of going forward? Having somebody like Peter Jones as an investor into your company.
Yeah, so for us, it was never about the investment. It was always about the dragon. I feel like we were a little bit different to businesses going into the den in the sense that we'd done pretty well. But for us, it was always about the dragon and the strategic direction the dragon could help us go in. And yes, we have that little toe in the UK, but it's about firmly cementing the foot in. We have a really exciting product roadmap that Peter's excited about as well. We have really exciting retail plans. We have really exciting plans to bring this brand to the level it deserves to go to.
And having somebody like him, like Peter Jones involved, will make a difference, will it? For visibility?
No, it's not. It's not even about visibility. The visibility is amazing. But Peter is a hugely successful businessman with amazing, he's just got amazing insight and guidance and mentorship. And it's so much more than what you see on the TV. I mean, we're flying over to meet him next week. He's very much going to help us bring that vision to life.
And is he very hands-on?
Yes.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Right. It's a fascinating story. It really is. So for people listening to us now, and to get back to the core of what you do, which is all about, and this slot on the programme is called How I Live Well, journaling is a great way to basically improve your own mental health.
Absolutely. Like I said, so many people go about the day not realising they're actually in control of their own day. It's about taking the pen to paper, planning out what you want to do, or reflecting on how the day went. It's about getting rid of those thoughts in your mind. It's about practising gratitude. It's about showing up for yourself and giving yourself space and time for you.
Well, look, I wish you well. I really found that particular episode of Dragon's Den very inspiring. Mm-hmm. And I wish yourself and Kieran nothing but the best in the future. And hopefully the business will continue to grow from strength to strength. If anybody wants to find out more about the products that you provide, where would they go?
So theheadplan.com, and we're also on socials at theheadplan.
Denise Kenny-Byrne, thanks very much indeed for joining us on News Talk this afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.